cases?
Yes, because of the statute of limitations against sexual abuse of kids. That is a big thing.
Just so that we know this, because somebody might be up against that statute of limitations in Ohio. What is it? What is the statute of limitations in the state of Ohio?
For a civil case, I'm not real sure, but I think it's 2 years past the age of 18. When for the criminal, I think it's now 10 years past the age of 18.
So in other words, if you were abused as a 15-year-old and you're now 31, the statute of limitations has expired.
Yes. And there are very few people. It's rare that anybody is capable of coming forward and even speaking it before that age. I have people that are in their 80s, and they've just told their wives for the first time. They're so ashamed and embarrassed. And if they just only realize it's not their fault, it wasn't their fault. They were a child.
But it is human nature in a lot of cases for people to blame themselves.
That's exactly.
Or to put the guilt on themselves.
That, and also the perpetrators threaten them and put the blame on them. I hear that a lot.
All right. Tonight, your meeting is where?
It's in Cambridge at the Crossroads Branch Library. It's between 6 and 8. PM, and it's the SNAP support meeting. Victims and family members are welcome to come. It's a safe place. It's a confidential group support meeting, and you get to meet others that have gone through the same thing that you have.
So somebody that has been through this type experience or knows of somebody that's been through this type experience, they can show up tonight at 6:30?
At 6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock,
yes,
I'm sorry.
6 o'clock.
And the location in Cambridge again?
It's the Crossroads Branch Library in Cambridge.
Okay. You might want to look up on the internet somewhere for directions.
They can go
to
the studentvilletruth.org website, and that information is on there. The exact location.
All right. For more information with regard to getting some help or getting some guidance, again, numbers to call, 314-566-9790. I'm trying to remember. Was it 314-974-5003?
Yes, that's right.
That's your cell phone.
Yes.
Cell phone number. And again, your name is Judy Jones, and you are the SNAP director for Southeastern Ohio. But you're flying around. I mean, you flew in here. You landed in Columbus today. This was the first place you came. I'm just curious. Why did you call me?
And I wanted to be able to get some time. I'm on the air. That's the truth.
Okay. Let's be honest about this. Is this something that is very, very difficult to get airtime or to get somebody to listen?
Yes. We have an example. About a month ago, we did a big leafleting campaign here in Eastern Ohio. Mm-hmm. We handed out flyers at 9 different parishes, and we sent out a press release that we would be doing this, and we got no media from it. And we had a lot of people involved doing this. We were reaching out to other survivors. It's also the people... It's very hard for them to want to accept that this even happens. At the churches, we were told to get off the property. We were told that you have no right to be here. There's never been any abuse here. Well, they don't know. The people...
You were actually going to places where there was known cases of abuse, and they were saying to you, that's never happened here, go away.
Yeah, and that's probably because... It's a parishioner that really believes nothing has ever happened. You know, they can't, it's hard for them to believe that their priest who appears and does all of these really good things.
Sure.
That they could do something so terrible to a child, but it happens.
Okay. Judy Jones, I thank you for your time. I thank you for your candor. Is there anything that we've left on the table that you want to pass along to our listening audience? Go to the website.
Go to the website, snapnetwork.org, or studentvilletruth.org is the one that has the survivor videos on it. And I thank you so much, George. This has been great. I hope that anybody who has been abused by any clergy will go to law enforcement and report it. Contact SNAP. There is help out there, and you're not alone.
Thank you, Judy. Thanks so much for your time today.